What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stay horny. Am horny. Be horny.
Be horny, everybody.
I'm so horny. I mean, is that inappropriate? I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
I've never been this horny in my life.
I've never been more offended in my life.
One time I was really, really horny. Whenever I get really horny, I get in my hot tub and I get less horny.
So it's twice. It's been twice.
I've been horny twice.
Yeah, that's right. You're angry about it. Oh my God! Welcome to a very special extra episode of Will You Accept This Rose? It is Women Tell All Week, you guys, so you get two in 1 week. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from a shed of an Airbnb that's pretty, it's like the cutest interior of a shed somewhere in Atlanta. With me in high in the Hollywood sky, obviously we have Tana.
Obviously
we have Ace, your dog, who was a hit a couple days ago.
Yep.
But he got kicked out. But we have two gentlemen. It is raining men. And the first man that we're having on, Tana and I have a real soft spot in our hearts for him. This guy loves hot tubs. And what can I say about this man? Let me introduce you to him.
Wait a minute.
You got a theme song.
I love that, but I couldn't hear it that well. Could people hear that?
Well, we'll put it in the into the actual track later.
But I had no idea you made a theme song for me. That was awesome.
I made you a theme song. Ladies and gentlemen,
really summed me up, too. You really got a real sense of it.
Just wait. Well, Anna will actually play it for you afterwards.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
At her, like, and you put your earphones. You can actually hear it properly through the audio.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
And we made you a theme song.
That's so nice. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Does Kevin have one?
It sounded a little like a Van Halen
show. When we did the theme songs, we didn't know Kevin was coming on, but we do have one for a new guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new guest. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a new you guys, this is a new guest. It is Kevin, are you guys best friends? I don't want to put this on you.
Yeah, Kevin's my best friend. I'm not his best friend.
No, you are.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Kevin.
So you brought on
top
Kyle's
two.
Kyle's best friend, Kevin Bernsen. He's a hilarious actor. You've seen him on Modern Family. You've seen him on Amy Schumer. They became best friend at the Groundlings when Kevin fanboyed Kyle's lab show, which is about the saddest thing I've ever heard. Is that true?
Totally true. And I haven't stopped since.
That's nice.
It's the only reason you talked to me. You were kind of distant.
Yeah. Well, people find me aloof in the beginning. Yeah.
Truly.
How far did you guys get at the Groundlings?
Kevin got further than me. I got kicked out after my first Sunday company session. They said no thank you.
I have half the talent and I lasted twice as long. It's really
that's
weird.
Not true.
No, it's 100% true.
When it's funny because every 6 months they vote, and I knew Kevin was going to be continued. I didn't know I was not,
right.
But I was in charge of getting the cake to say farewell to the people who were there for a year and a half. Because after a year and a half, you get kicked out or you become a groundling. What an honor to be a groundling.
Wait,
anyway, I'm not bitter.
You got kicked out, though, after a year and a half?
After
6 months.
It was a joke.
In the first session,
brilliant.
I got kicked out.
Wow.
They really didn't
amazing.
Like me. Yeah.
That's amazing. That makes me – I mean, because you're so fucking funny.
Well, they did not find me.
No, they found you really funny. The problem is you were so busy doing other shit and you would write like one thing a week. It was always like the funniest thing that anyone presented. But also the director didn't quite get you.
Like We had a problem.
He was too funny for the director.
Okay, wait a minute. So you were too busy. Were you like, what, like a jet ski career? What was happening?
My jet ski career was taking off. And I had stand up. I was going. But I also, I mean, look. It wasn't their fault. We had a class of 21 people. Our shows were 2.5 hours long.
Right.
And I, I was fine. I wasn't like killing where I was like, this is ridiculous. I could see how some of my sketches weren't that great.
It's funny how like before UCB came and before like when Groundlings was the only thing going, it's like – and I didn't go – I went to the Groundlings after I'd done – like I was on Mad TV. I went just because I felt like they had a good writing program.
Yeah.
But like I didn't start in L.A. I did Chicago and New York. And it's funny how many angry people from back in the day, like just from getting cut, like people – because it was really like – you know, the sort of the only act in town for a while, and then it was a straight shot to like SNL. Like,
totally.
People got so angry when they got cut.
Yeah, because you're paying money. It's like right. going on a date and giving your date $600 and then being like, no, thank you. You're like, all right.
Now, how long have you watched The Bachelor, Kevin? I know you love Project Runway.
I love Project Runway. I love Top Chef. I love Survivor more than anything. But I
love Top Chef too.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm pretty recent. I started with Caitlin.
Me too.
A few seasons
Me too.
Ago. That
Me
was
too. She was my. She Krista? Was great. That was a great season.
That was when I started getting into it. Thanks to Kyle.
In my mind, that was the best season I ever saw.
Me too. Totally.
Because I actually felt like she was falling in love with all those guys.
She certainly went to the fantasy suite.
Is she still married? Do we know her updates?
No, they broke up.
She just broke
up.
No!
You're kidding. Oh, Kyle, come back.
No!
Kyle!
And she's dating. Remember Jason from Buffalo that was with Becca who married the, like,
with the slick
dumb
back
racist?
Hair.
Yeah.
She's now dating him from a different season.
Yeah, they rotate.
What have you thought of this season with Colton?
I'm a little spotty with this season. I've seen most of it. I am in love with a couple of women, so it's really hard for me.
Who do you love?
I predicted Cassie from the get-go.
She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful, and I could just tell. And I predicted – they kind of lead you to think it'll be the Alabama – what's her name? Alabama?
Hannah.
But – so I started to lose confidence, but then it was like, no. And sure enough, he wanted Cassie. So –
Who else are you in love with?
Who was the other one? There was another blonde. It's so annoying that I'm like so shallow. I'm like falling for
Why?
The blonde.
There's nothing wrong with being that's what it all is shallow.
Yeah, I saw her on the Women Tell All. She was in the back row and she was yelling at the sensitive girl. I forget her name.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll think of her.
That was awful.
Yeah.
What did you think of the season overall, Kyle?
Well, I'll tell you this. Like every season, hate the beginning, and I'm angry at it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then when it gets around here, I get really invested, and it becomes
me too.
The major part of my life. I mean, it's everything.
Obviously.
I go to bed thinking about it. I wake up.
Yeah,
I buy all their merch. I get on their website. Yeah. And I put it on.
Coffee mugs.
He's very interesting in a way.
Gay?
I don't.
I don't think he's gay either.
He was too into that girl. It was too real. But he definitely – maybe a micro penis or
– Oh, I thought that too.
Just he probably got the attention from women. And I don't know why people – well, whatever. They think my virginity is important. But really, it's all disgusting, right?
I'm disturbed.
Gross.
Wait, what?
What's so special?
I'm disturbed by him. I there's something about him that is too. It's not fully authentic. He says the perfect thing. He's fitting a. He seems like a nice guy. Like no doubt.
He does seem like a. He definitely feels like he's been coached.
Yes.
Well, like I think whoever the coach is actually has done a good job.
He's very.
I do think
totally.
There's
he
a.
He's fundamentally like a nice person.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. There's something. I feel like there's some early damage or there's something.
I think so too.
There's something there.
There is. There's also the effect of very good looking people, men and women. They don't get the pressure on them to really develop a personality so much.
Yeah.
And then they're, it's like
and
a
then
diamond.
They jump over fences. Yeah.
They start jumping over fences. And the lump, the lump of coal
that
become
a
diamond. You need pressure on that lump of coal, you know. And good looking people get they no pressure. Then at the end of their life, they're just still coal.
Yeah,
disgust.
It's so true. It's interesting. Well, I'll tell you. Like, so one of the people I'm working with, who I absolutely adore, is like a very handsome straight white male who we all went and played darts the other night, and he couldn't not get a bullseye. And and I was like, wow, you've never been picked last. And he's so nice. But like, so then all of us are anxious weirdos. And he was like, no, I don't really have that. And I remember thinking, wow, that's just like a different experience. Like, I only know people that are anxious weirdos.
Me
like,
too. Yeah.
I don't know people who always get the bullseye. Like, I can't even imagine who I would be without a little inner anxiety. It's just like part of my wiring. I can't even imagine how you go through your day.
Yeah, I can't imagine spending, and it probably would be healthy to spend time with someone who doesn't have anxiety, but I can't imagine.
No.
I think I'd be bored.
Well, that's like, they're just like, anxiety? What is this anxiety? They can't even read the word because they're like, what is that? And you're like, it's this feeling on the inside when you get nervous when you're like around other people and you don't know what to say and you don't know how to react to them and they don't know how to react
to you. Oh, like when you get asked the prom six times?
Yeah.
Yes, I do know that.
It's so funny because like the rest and this person is like one like a delight, like an absolute delight. But it was so interesting when I also realized who I spend all my time with. I spend like it's all people that are I spend the time with the weirdos, you know. I don't know people that wake up, and I would imagine. Although I do think Colton is a little like there's something a little tortured more than meets the eye, or he wouldn't still be a virgin.
He wouldn't be shaking.
What
like
is
that.
Going
there's
on? Some, what is your
inner
theory?
Trauma.
Yeah.
Let's go around theories.
Okay.
Why Colton is a virgin, Arden?
I don't know.
I've
never seen a season where so many women left. Like I feel like there's some heat missing there.
That's when she left, I was like, there's something.
He doesn't
he's not
have chemistry. Maybe he's asexual. He might be
gay.
He might be, but he
really
looks very
her,
happy
though.
Making out. Like he seems.
Yeah, he loves. He likes grabbing her her booty.
Yeah,
he loves her booty. And
but he did say the phrase, I want to be in love with Cassie, rather than I'm falling in love with Cassie. He said, I want to be in love with Cassie.
So where do you think the tears came from? Just because he wanted it to work out? It wasn't like he was – because I felt like maybe he really did like her a lot.
I don't think he's conscious of any of it. I think he thinks that she's it. I think he thinks this is it.
I think he's never had adversity in his life until then. Maybe he got cut from one of the football.
Although he does say, my biggest fear is they won't love me back. It seems like he got something.
He was also a heavy-set kid.
But
he was a heavy
kid. Oh, that makes sense.
That's the rosebud of it all.
There we go. That might be it. He was a heavy kid, I think, through adolescence. And when you see the photo of him in that tuxedo, that white tuxedo that Steve Harvey shot, Anna, you could show that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get over that.
That's big, man. I didn't know that.
I think that, like, he wasn't the guy. So we all have options. I was Barb from Stranger Things. Like, I know Kyle in his Jupiter outfit. Like, you know, we have some of our early stuff that...
It was the universe.
The universe. But, you know, like...
Jupiter.
Sorry, Kyle.
It was your universe.
Come on, Arden.
He made the universe. Here's my prediction, and I said this in the last episode. My prediction is, because they're dragging it out for 4 hours next week, my prediction is that he cuts Tayshia and Hannah, and then we do the thing like they did last season where they follow him on a plane and they fly to Huntington Beach, and he tries to get her to say,
That's a great prediction.
What are they going to do for 4 hours?
I know. You're
right.
Oh,
that's a good thing. Yes, I think you might be right.
He needs to go to therapy. Follow him to therapy, man. He needs.
That's also her third. It's also her third reality show. This is her third reality show.
Who's?
Cassie's.
Cassie.
It is.
She's on.
Come on. Yes.
Two seasons of a Christian. Young
and a Christian dating like.
What is it called? Young Ones. Young Ones.
Young Ones. And her sister. Her sister dates like. Some Disney star. They're all like ready for their Instagram
clothes.
Right.
Let me tell you this though. She played it right. And this goes for anybody listening who's trying to get someone in their life. you got to never tell anyone you love them or even like them. And always kind of have a sense of like, I think I'm about to leave. If you get married, you still should keep that around the relationship.
You're right.
I'm about to leave.
That was the most riveting 20 to 40 minutes of TV I've seen in quite some time.
Oh my God, that was so hard to watch. He was shaking. It was awful.
Wait a minute. That got faked. Once he heard her say that, he was like, well, maybe like, this will work. Didn't you feel like he was overshaking at some point?
No, it did feel like it felt like he was having more than a panic attack. Like, it felt like the adrenaline overload. Like, he couldn't stop. That poor guy. Was
that real? Is that...
He became the fat kid
I've been rejected, believe it or not. And I know it's like, what, Kyle? Yeah. But I have been. And it goes... It does. I don't shake.
Mr. Universe?
Yeah, Mr. Universe. But the reaction is nowhere near shaking. I've been in that almost exactly.
It felt like a dog with a thunderstorm.
Yeah, he needed a thunder jacket or those things.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, the ones that hold you tight so you feel comfortable. Yeah.
He was wearing a thunder, just like any 26-year-old former professional football player virgin. He was wearing his thunder jacket to try to lose his virginity.
I think he has been rejected by every woman he's tried to be with because there's something. I don't know. Like, there's something uncool about him in a weird way, and I need to be like.
When he said, do you want to get matching pajamas for the fantasy
suite? Like, there's something corny about him where you're like, huh, I mean, but like where you feel like a woman like Cassie might want like a cool guy or I don't know. She seems like she's into bad boys.
I think so too. Little bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or funny. She's funny. Like, she seems cool.
Kevin, look, she's not listening.
Like an improviser guy. Like a guy who part-time improvised teacher kind of guy.
Yeah, she seems really funny. She's hilarious. I bet she would pull into the ice cream on this ice cream.
She's a regular Robin Williams.
You guys don't understand her like I do. It's really fucked up.
So we got to the women tell all, and let's just – okay. It was – to me – I was not – it was too many pageant girls this season. Like, I don't know. I love – okay, we'll do the main ones. Courtney and Demi. Courtney sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Courtney stomping over with a pacifier in
her.
Oh,
yeah.
That was really messed up.
Yeah.
That was messed – I peed my pants a little there. That was aggressive, and I didn't like that, and it made me empathize with what's her name, who's
Demi.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Demi. But that's so.
I know.
Did the producers have her do that? What?
I think someone gave her a pacifier and was like, shove this in Demi's face.
Oh, of course.
But it actually made me feel like she shoved it so hard the first time, it made me feel like poor Demi's like little lip could have been split on her tooth, you know? Like, it's aggressive, like having somebody jam something in your face.
And it's such a classy show, and to bring it down to that.
Thank you.
I
was thinking.
Yes.
No, that was too much. Yeah.
And then. I mean, okay, so then another fighting, Nicole and Onyeka. Just Nicole and the bullying, and then Onyeka, like, aggressively bullying, going, when have I ever bullied you? It was just, But then Nicole and her, like, I always was team Nicole on that because, like, Onyeka was so clearly bullied, like, and sucked. But then when you see the edit of her crying, it was like, you're a basket case.
Yeah.
A basket case.
Nicole was like, I am drowning. I'm up to here. It was like, what are you doing? I don't know. Nicole and they all just seem so annoying. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nicole also seemed like she just was too sensitive. Like she couldn't deal with the women's criticism at all.
Yeah. You know what? At first I was like totally on her side. And then I was like, you're really fucking annoying. Like you gotta get a slightly thicker skin here.
I think I've said this before, but I really want them to do a season where they just have a really ugly bachelor. Because
yes.
What's interesting is they'll start off like, oh, God. But eventually, because they're all packed in this house drinking and they're all after the same guy.
Yeah.
They're going helicopter.
Yeah.
They'll, no matter what this guy is like, there's going to be a bunch of them who fall in love with him.
Yeah,
and that'll be interesting to watch.
They get like Stockholm syndrome after a while.
Yeah. Like, he's 4'10", but like his personality is good. And like I had a dream about him last night. You know, it would start
he's
to.
He's 4'10". And it's also like people, women are competitive, you know?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
That,
yeah,
you know, they say that with women, and this is for guys who maybe want to do a dating app. I don't know if there's any men watching, listening to this show right now, but if there are.
There's literally none.
You
want to.
This is, they've done studies on this. You ever heard of Science Arden? This is a science study. If you do a picture of you, if you're a guy, and then you have an attractive woman smiling at you, other women will then find you more attractive. It doesn't work with men, but it works with women.
It's like Adam Derwitz from the Counting Crows in the 90s.
Yes. Unprecedented run.
Yeah.
Once Winona Ryder – so the we all went and did karaoke last week here in Atlanta, and there was like – a lot of the people in the cast are like 22 or whatever. And there was like a video from County Crow or whatever. Not County Crows. What's his name? Mr. Jones. Okay. So that was playing. And I was like, see that guy? That guy got every hot lady at her peak. At her peak.
Right.
Like in the 90s. And they were like, wait, what? They're like, shirt. Like his jacket's like slumping off of his shoulder. Like, I don't understand. I'm like, I know. But like once he got tagged by Jennifer Aniston.
Well, it's Pete.
And they were all like, like he got to do it with Jennifer Aniston.
It's Pete Davidson right now. I mean, the guy's he's a decent guy. But if he's dating Kate Beckinsale now. If he just went up to Kate Beckinsale before he dated Ariana Grande. He was like, hey, what's up? She'd be like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's true. Once you've been picked, you're like.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's need one hot lady to get at it with you.
All right, well, let's. Yeah. This could be actually a good app we could start where we make it look like the guy has dated someone very hot.
Yes.
You know, we pay the model whatever amount of money. And,
How's your podcast going, Kyle?
So good.
Are you airing it?
So good.
Are you airing it?
So good. It's going so well.
Is it?
No, I haven't put out any episodes. Here's what the problem is.
Why? We had a fun episode.
Yes, you're great. You were great. But we recorded like 7 of them, and it's just not good enough. You know, that it needs some kind of hook or something.
Are you crazy? Are you trying to? Are you overthinking?
Yes, he is.
Kevin says that, but I disagree. I'm waiting for Kevin to come up with a good idea that's going to make
but
it
then
a hook.
When we got that, you would think there would be a better idea. I think this was good. This had like it showed a side of Kyle that was really good. I think
I had fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah. And there were other things about where your skeptical side and, you know, your I don't know. I thought it was kind of that lawyer mind of yours, it showed that side off, but I also understand it wasn't like
I felt a lot of
podcast
pressure to, like, I don't know, keep the balls in the air, and I want, like, I mean, this show's a great structure, and I want to find something like this where I don't have to just sit there and try to keep thinking of where we go with this. What are we doing next?
Yeah.
And I've
That's
been here
true.
For 45 minutes.
You should do a podcast about The Bachelor.
Oh, would you guys be mad?
No.
That's a great idea.
Tana?
That's a great
idea.
Let's go.
Anybody listening, forget
Tana.
This. My Bachelor podcast would be way better.
Tana.
Wow.
KyleDunneganComedy.com.
I'm sorry.
KyleDunneganComedy.com.
I didn't think you would jump on it so hard.
What the fuck, Tana?
I'm sorry.
Oh God, so fucked up. So fucked up, Tana.
Wouldn't you imagine just word for word our show? Like, wait, what?
Even I think that's fucked up, Tana.
Speaking of The Bachelor, did you enjoy the montage up top of all the best breakups that they ever had?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. And now again, I didn't know a lot of these people because I started with Caitlyn's season, but Jason and Molly sobbing. Jason sobbing. Is that who he eventually went back to? Is that who he married?
I'm pretty sure that he went back to Molly. Yeah, because he's with Molly.
I always get shocked of how I completely forget who the Bachelors were. And I go, oh, that guy was a Bachelor? I don't know.
Looking at Ashley I crying and breaking down, all the people having panic attacks.
Over Chris Soules.
Yeah. And he was so right. Like, I don't think you'd like my lifestyle. She's like, oh, I would have loved to be on
an alcoholic farmer.
I'm an alcoholic farmer.
I love being 2 hours away from a movie theater.
And then we have, like, so many things of Colton in the shower, going to the commercial break, eating the Halo ice cream. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. They had to actually film him in the shower multiple times.
Yeah. You know, that was, I think, gratuitous and not good for the kids. I'm sorry. He's rubbing soap all over himself, very aware of it, too. He was very aware he was being filmed. And it was like a porno.
But this one seemed like instead of an outdoor shower, like they were in a shower. And it's like, okay, that's interesting.
They were like, It felt like,
again, how many women left the entire season? We have Cassie. Cassie, Sydney. What's her name? Who wasn't there? The redhead. Elise
and Heather. The never been kissed after she got kissed. She was like, all right, well, bye.
That was bad. Bye.
Somebody emailed us again that they're convinced that she's a producer because she didn't say anything on Women Tell All. Where was Elise? Elise
was at a wedding, apparently. She can't make it.
Demi was saying how she found it hot because she likes to take control, that he was a virgin. She likes to take control in the bedroom. Is it weird that she was a little turned on?
I feel like Demi Googled buzzwords for the season and everything. She just like talks in buzzwords of like, I was horny. That was hot. Like, you're like, horny. What?
I'm horny.
Horny.
That's the grossest word. I'm
so
horny.
Fucking gross. I don't care who is saying it. I'm so horny right now.
Sorry,
really
Dad.
Horny.
Sorry, Dad.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Yes, Kyle.
Because I have a thought on this. Yeah. A man being a virgin.
Yeah.
I get a woman sort of taking her virginity in a precious way. If something was going into my body, I'd have a lot of questions for the person. But. But as a man, you're stabbing something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is. Thoughts?
What the big deal is about having sex?
I don't think it's precious. Your virginity is not precious.
Interesting.
As a guy.
But let's say you're a chubby kid in high school, right?
Still,
and you can't get the girl. You say that the reason you're not having sex is because
he may have it. It might be micro.
I think micro is the best thought at this point because.
But you wouldn't go on The Bachelor.
Or
if
you're not horny. If you're really horny, I mean, I'm sorry.
What if it's the opposite? What if it's so big it hasn't fit, so he's like losing it?
We would have seen it.
We would have. He would have had like huge boners.
And he would have told everybody, I haven't had sex. My dick is too big.
My dick is. I haven't had sex because I'm a hot football player whose dick is too big.
If I didn't have this Coke can. Circumference cock, I'd be banging all the time. Anyway, looking for a girl with a giant vagina, and Cassie seems pretty great. I hope Cassie does come back.
She's going to be the Bachelorette,
I love how
isn't she?
She should be.
They've already Reality Steve leaked that it's going to be Hannah B.
No.
Hannah B.
I knew it.
Sorry, I just picked the wrong person.
I'm so angry.
Okay, so by the way, and somebody emailed in. Someone emailed in. They were upset that we spoiled it, and we're sorry.
I think
we just got excited because quite honestly, this last episode was so sad that we needed something fun to talk about. And here's my pitch for why she's going to be a good bachelor. Because she wants to get married, and she's crazy.
Yeah. She's batshit crazy. She'll make for a season where every dude has lost. I mean, let's see how many dudes leave her season being like, I don't know if I can date a crazy person. So I think
They shined her up. They kind of put her through like some kind of a training.
Yeah, she's been media trained.
Can I say something very superficial and awful? Sure. I don't even agree with what I'm about to say because it's terrible. But Hannah B. has a really bad face for aging. Let me tell you why. It's going to fall really hard at about 35. It's going to there's too much meat on that face. Are you guys hearing me on this?
No, I'm not. I can't sign off on too much meat on the face.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right? When you have that much meat on your skull head, it falls. The gravity's going to pull that face down, and she's going to look really weird. God. And then she's going to get surgery at 36, and they're going to make it looks great, and it's not going to look great. And then the upper lip, she's going to, I'm going to puff up this upper lip, and that's going to get weird.
Oh, no.
I wish I could fast forward 20. If I had a time machine, that's what I would fast forward for, to see Hannah B's face in 20 years.
Oh, my God. See, in my mind, a little bit of meat on the face actually is good for aging.
A little bit.
I agree.
A little bit.
Because it keeps you, like, a little bit younger looking.
She's got, like, 9 hamburgers on her face, though.
God.
But, oh, my God.
I'm so disappointed, though, because I predicted she would be the one, and I was right.
You hate being right?
I hate being right.
I was hoping it'd be her, because I know she's nuts.
And I think she was the only one who was there not for Instagram followers, but actually for a husband. Everybody else was just there for their Instagram account. Oh.
You were the one that said Kaylin slid into Dean's DMs?
Apparently, I saw online Kaylin allegedly slid into Dean's DMs, like, before the season.
From Rachel's seasons, if you guys remember.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. How Katie... So they were like, okay, Katie, you were leaving. You were saying some people aren't ready for this. Who were you talking about? And she was like, I love Katie. And she was like, I was talking about Cassie and Kaylin, and this is what happened. And, like, I felt like Kaylin was auditioning hard to be the Bachelorette at the Women Tell All. And
yeah.
I was, like, crying, and, like, I'm still not over it, and, like, I'll never find love. And – but I felt like all the ladies there didn't like her.
Kaylin loved Colton. Am I wrong?
No.
She cried real hard.
Yeah, but I think
crocodile tears.
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's a good manipulative actress. I'm actually on Hannah B's side after the beef.
Me too.
I don't know. Kaylin seems weird. And I don't believe that whole, oh my God, my best friend. Well, I hope you become the Bachelorette in case he picks me so you can find love. It's like, no, you guys.
I don't buy that.
One of you just wanted to be the Bachelorette. And then you can be like, well, if you're the Bachelorette, then you can come on the season and give me advice. And then maybe you can come on one of the dates and we can, like, hang out. And then you'll get more Instagram followers and I'll get more Instagram followers. And our SponCon life, we'll run away together and we'll advertise bathing suits in the Maldives.
SponCon, you guys. SponCon.
Is it me or does Hannah G. look like a doll from a horror movie?
Yeah. Someone else says she looked like a Furby.
Yes.
What is it about
her face?
She's
a really cute. Her eyes are huge.
Yeah, she's pretty. Huge. Very pretty.
Yeah.
She's super pretty.
But she also looks pretty. 5 years old in some
show. Yeah. Did you see
her mom?
Yeah, her mom.
Her mom, yeah.
That's the best part.
Don't forget that her mom did donuts on the lawn of the dad when they got divorced. She took her car.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I did not know that. Wow.
She did donuts on that man who was encouraging his young rapper daughter. She did donuts on his lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this?
That girl, Alex, she got cut pretty early. And yes, she did kind of have mannish features a little.
Yeah.
I would like the Bachelorette to be, here's what the guy would be 4'10 and whatever, but everyone would fall in love.
Yeah,
and the girl, the Bachelorette, should be a gorgeous, legitimate moron, IQ of under 70, and just watch these guys justify their love for this moron.
They would have no problem with that. I think it would be more threatening to have an actual certified genius, like a Mensa candidate.
Oh, that'd be interesting too.
Yeah,
but someone who thinks the Earth is flat would be fun. Like just someone so
well,
dumb.
They had that. The guy Lincoln on
he's the Nestor.
Becca's season, he was like, there was a scene where he's arguing that Earth is flat, and then they were like, what?
Yeah, but like the Bachelorette,
the Bachelorette is like a flat earther.
But guys wouldn't care. They would not care.
No, just watching them not care. And then she says kind of racist stuff. Just watch them be like, Hitler kind of. That'd be a good show.
You're absolutely right. If she was hot enough, they would agree
they
with
would
anything.
Agree with totally. Everything.
Anything.
They should
anything.
Have a plant. They've been all real. One season, just have a plant that's just going to make the show entertaining.
Yeah.
Here's my impression of Nicole. She called me a psycho to my face. I mean, they are all bullying right now. You know, have you been in? Did she call you a psycho to your face? Thank you.
But
very nice.
That was
very
actually
good.
Pretty spot
very
on.
Good.
But did, thank you. Did they say that she said that one of the girls wasn't pretty enough for a rose from Colton?
Yes. That's yes. Mean. Yes. I mean, it made me actually feel like it was. True. Like, why would somebody make that up about her?
Yeah. She is psycho.
What do you think of Tayshia? Do you like Tayshia?
I liked Tayshia until I heard that she had a boyfriend until the day before she went
on
the
show. What? Come on, Tayshia.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the word on the street.
I believe everything.
I believe it, too. I do, too. I believe everything.
I believe everything. I believe everything. I believe everything. I believe everything.
I believe everything. I believe everything. I believe everything. I believe everything. I believe everything.
I would probably date... Nicole is the type of girl that I would have dated in my 30s and just been regretting every day of my life. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Who would you date now?
Now, I in probably your 80s. Would be like, Tana. Arden, did you hear that?
Yeah,
Tana
I heard
just
it.
Called me 80 years old.
I did not hear that.
You didn't hear that?
I did not. No, I did not hear that.
Do you know how much I'm getting paid to be here? Tana?
Yeah.
Well, this will be my last episode, and I'll be starting my own Bachelor podcast. Go to KyleDunningComedy.com for our free podcast. Even the second episodes, the bonus episodes, are free. Everyone listening? All right.
This is a free one? This is free?
Now I would date – I would probably date – I mean, they're all too young for me now, but Cassie, I like that she wouldn't like me much, and that's hot. I would probably put that Hannah G in like a doll outfit and put her on my mantle.
Did you guys have fun at my birthday party?
Yes.
It was so fun.
Even
it was really
I was
fun.
Deathly ill.
Kyle, I enjoy dancing with you on the dance floor. You know, you have moves.
I do have moves. I did something that's like funny and embarrassing, but like, you know, Stevie Nelson was there, your friend?
Yeah.
So I don't really know her that well, but we were talking, and then when she left, I thought it would be funny to text her, I miss you, because it was like 1 minute, but she didn't get the text for hours later, and then I didn't explain that it was a joke. Like, I just said, oh, this was a joke early. So anyway, we haven't spoken.
How do you know that she didn't get it for hours? How do you know?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. Maybe she was going to another party or something.
Oh my God, I miss you. That's amazing. That's so good.
It's really good. It's really good.
In my mind, she's so pretty, and if she was the Bachelorette,
yes,
would go bonkers.
Yes,
Stevie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're with Courtney and Demi now, and they bring up the phrase "cancer of the house," and then Demi goes, "Well, she was probably more like the bed bugs. You forget that they were there, and then you just something starts itching the shit out of you." So that's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah. I think Courtney wants to be on Bachelor in Paradise, but I don't think we should give it to her. She's too thirsty.
I agree with you, and I don't want to watch Demi just fight. Yeah. Time. Like, I actually like when she's sweet, and when watching that video of her saying, I just feel like I'm not good enough, no one's ever loved me, I felt, you know, we talked about her mom in federal prison, and she didn't tell the girls because she thought it was shameful and embarrassed, and she has dark family secrets. And that she hasn't seen her mom yet, but that she's far away in Texas, but she's doing well. Like, I think she's sweet.
She surprised me, and she won me over. Is she the superstar of this year? I mean,
yeah.
She showed every facet. She doesn't get fazed when people are yelling in her face, and I don't know how she does it. I was really impressed.
I agree with you. And she actually never started it with the other ladies. Like, I mean, you know, the cougar stuff or whatever was lame, but like they always came at her first. And I feel like the fact that she didn't tell the other ladies that her mom was in prison and that she was sort of quiet about it and that
how much
she did.
Yeah.
She's sweet.
How much of the confidence is real and how much is a front? Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I couldn't fake that. If you paid me $1 million,
me too.
I'd be crying if anybody.
I mean, I feel like it's real. But then remember when she got broken up with back wherever, few episodes ago, she was like, no one ever loves me back. And I think there's definitely some trauma there where she might be a little like too much in quotes for like dudes.
Didn't Colton
who are, like,
just say that?
No, did he say she was too much?
No, he said that I'm worried no one will love me back.
Well, that's understandable.
Well, and five women have left, you know? Like,
are we all broken? Or is this just TV and everyone seems broken?
Everybody except for the guy who can play darts. He's the only
that
not
guy's
broken.
Not broken.
He seems like he's got it together.
He's the only not broken
He
one.
Should be the Bachelor.
He should be the Bachelor, and Stevie should be the Bachelorette. We're the only non-broken ones.
Yeah.
Did anybody find Cassie and her dad's relationship a little weird? Mm-hmm.
Did she turn like 13 when she would talk to him?
Younger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her she lower was? Lip. She was like pouting. Her lower lip. She was like six. She
and
was
he
like,
was. Mm-hmm. He seemed. I don't know if I'm putting something on him, but he seemed too like he was dating his daughter vibe.
It was weird. I agree. I didn't like that.
I didn't care for him showing up. Like I said in the last episode, him showing up made her seem so young. Where if like anyone who's like an adult, their parents would be like, figure it the fuck out. They wouldn't show up and be like, oh, I don't know about this. You should not do this.
Did the producers say, hey, your daughter's in trouble. We'll fly you out for free. You want to come first class?
Yeah, he was like, I'm there.
I'll help 100%. My daughter.
It's her third reality show. Like there's this whole family is not shy to be on camera.
No.
And I'm sure they cut it out, but you'd think that they would, you know, when they're saying that you're dating these four people, and it's like, yeah, I'm on a TV show.
What did you think when I left and to move into a mansion in Calabasas? What did you think I was doing?
There was another, I guess it was the episode before this, where the helicopter ride becomes, you got me a helicopter.
Oh, my God.
Was that with Tayshia? That was Tayshia's date. Yeah.
He did nothing. He didn't do anything.
Do they say, hey, just make it seem like you did it? Then they probably do that.
I feel like maybe they get so Stockholm syndrome. Yeah. They're stuck so much that they're like, oh, my God.
And they go,
you got me a helicopter.
Oh, he picked me for the one-on-one when the whole thing is pre right? Is it all the producers? And when you're going with this person next and you're going to skydive. And he's like, oh, all right. You picked me skydiving.
I had a guy who was a contestant on The Bachelorette, and he was in my groundlings class, and he said it's all
who.
Can I say?
Say.
Who?
Lucas.
Oh my God, Waboom!
Yeah, Waboom.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Wait.
And
what?
Did he suck? Did he suck?
Did he say Waboom?
You know what? He was funny as shit, and then he would like just completely crash in other scenes. But he won me over. He's a smart guy. I think he went to Berkeley.
Tell us everything. Tell us everything.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Okay, wait. So you were about to say
he's kind of
about
a bro.
To say before I cut you off.
Oh.
About what it was like being on The Bachelor.
Well, I got giddy when I found out he was on The Bachelor. I didn't see that season, so I was like, "What? You're on the Bachelorette?" And he said, it's all fake. It's all the producers."
Uh huh.
Yeah.
For the most part,
and they filled them with alcohol. I heard from someone who knows this person who knows a producer
who took a groundlings class.
Who took a groundlings
class? 18 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Johnny Pemberton said he was in a groundling class years ago with Annalise from Ari's season, the trauma one who had trauma from everything.
I was training. She was a student while I was training.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Annalise, we met her in San Francisco.
You did?
She's really cute.
She's gorgeous. She's really she's gorgeous in person.
Annalise. Yeah.
I remember her.
Let me look.
She was the one that was like, it was just
crying a lot.
She was like the bumper car. I was like, it was just a very traumatic experience. Yeah.
With the bumper cars?
And then, and then when she went to Paradise this last summer, she fell in love with every guy. And then she ended up with that guy that was, what's his name? He was like a robot. Camille.
Camille.
And his Instagram thing is like, this is me shirtless next to a stump. This is me shirtless in a car.
He was
shirtless
grilling. That's all he ever did. Yeah. Like, I am grilling now. It's like, okay, why don't you have a shirt on? Very dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So you knew Annalise.
I knew Annalise, and now I know Lucas. And Annalise is very sweet.
Annalise was adorable. I was like, girl, you need to have more confidence. Like, you're adorable.
Yeah. I follow her on Instagram and stuff. Yes.
Me too. Puccini. Annalise Puccini.
Exactly.
Oh, wait. Let me look this up. Annalise Puccini.
Annalise Puccini.
She's, I mean, I think she was played up to be a certain type of person. And I don't know, when you met her in person, you were like, oh, this is just a normal woman.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
She doesn't seem like a stage five clinger or whatever they were trying to pull.
But she did fall. She did say, I could see him as a great dad about like three guys after one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she did have traumatic experiences about bumper cars.
Yeah.
And dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you spell Puccini?
P-U-C-C-I-N-I.
Yeah. Okay. So then we had Hannah Beast, and we saw her auditioning hard to be the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, it's tough for me to open up. I feel a pressure to be perfect in the pageant world. I just, you know, I always want to be perfect. And then she had to give a toast. I was worried for her to give a toast on stage. I was actually afraid she was going to choke.
I think they told her she'd have to do that because it felt so, like, rehearsed. Like, she was stood there for 30 hours and said it over and over and over again, just in case.
I'm going to sound so Hollywood-y, but I felt like she'd gotten some Botox on her side near her eyes.
Really?
Side-eye Botox?
I felt like she'd gotten some, like, you know, like I felt like she'd gotten a little bit. I was like, oh, she's really getting ready to be the Bachelorette. Like, she's been put through some weird Hollywood machine a little bit here.
Yeah. I believe that. She definitely had, she had a poise to her that she did not have before.
No, not the woman who panicked giving a toast in a hot tub. All you have to say is, to us, to love, to an adventure. Like, cheers.
Cheerio.
Cheers. And then Kaylin, fake crying. I just feeling not loved back. And, oh, God. You know, look, I knew I was the front runner, and I was falling in love. And since Singapore, what the hell happened?
I mean, he's just not that into you.
Ugh. You know, that's a big thing. There's really, well, I won't get into this, but just sign. I think I want to write a book of, I actually they already wrote this book. Never mind. He's not that into you. I mean, it was a good idea until I realized it was already a book, but you can see how good ideas.
You've got a great idea. That's an expense. That's $1 million idea. I'm excited.
Make it into a movie. Oh, wait.
It's a movie already.
Oh, shit. How about Sydney auditioning really hard to go to Paradise, like trying to go, have you whacked my wee? Like, girl, it's not sexy. Mm, I love that.
Is she the older one?
Well,
she
when
the cougar?
They talk about their beeb, like it's some big, giant, dirty bush. I love it's hot.
Yeah.
She was like whacking my weeds and like planting the seeds. It was like, oh
yeah, not great.
Mm-mm.
The older one was Tracy, who claims to be 31, and there's no way she's 31.
She's minimum 37.
No way.
I don't believe it.
No,
I believe really? She's older or younger than like 36 or 37.
You thought I was 80 though.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we trust.
You're right, Mike.
I feel like she's minimum 41. She feels like Anna can't. Anna has no, like, she can't. She's like age blind. She can't tell. I felt like Tracy felt like she was like 41.
Oh, wow.
Or she's like aged from like being in LA, like just looks aged from like the stress of being. What does she do? She's like something.
She was a stylist. She had the worst clothes. She was a stylist.
She's a stylist with the worst taste. So maybe that's aged her a little. Just having people being
then, alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That too.
And then we had DJ Agro, who really was full of so much potential to be a good. She was full of so much potential to be a good villain, and then she did nothing.
Her face is out of control. Oh, she has had way too much work done. Like, it looked worse than when she was on the show. Like, her face looked so puffy. I was like, stop injecting your face with things.
I know, because she's so cute. Because she was, like, the initial photos of her, it was like, you're adorable. Just, like, let it be. Leave it alone.
That's bad. I hate when people's whole faces change to, like, their lips, to their cheeks. It's just bad.
Yeah.
I love a woman who's just totally...
It's just a...
cuts her face and puts new things in it.
Guys, how do we feel about... Okay, so we've got two episodes left, and then we have Hannah. I mean...
Hannah?
Are we... Well, we haven't seen her. She's going to be the Bachelorette.
Oh.
How do we?
Oh, that Hannah. Yeah.
How do we feel about her maybe being the Bachelorette? What do you think he's going to say with Tayshia? I really can't see him. Do you think he's going to take Hannah on a date at all?
Wait a minute. Wait.
The doll. The blonde doll.
Oh.
Well.
How can you?
He can't. He was in love with Cassie.
How can you propose them and know they're going to see this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they're going to watch you be like, I like you the best.
And they're going to be so passive aggressive for the rest of the relationship. Like, yeah, no, I know you like or got over it quickly, but like.
I get why he told her that. He's kind of desperately trying to keep her, but that was the wrong move. He should have been like, all right, yeah, no, you know, you can go. And then she would have been like, wait, I feel like maybe I.
You're right.
Made the wrong decision.
You have to be like, okay, bye.
Do you think she was honest in that conversation?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I think she kept saying,
I don't know. She knew exactly.
I think she heard the dad about the dad saying no about giving his approval, and she took that as an out. And I think
she totally was like,
oh, thank God, I have to go.
100%. And then he said he played into it the exact wrong way. She's like, well, what did you think when he said no? He's like, I'm not going to let it faze me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let that get my way.
Right. He was like, yeah, it really concerns me. She would have been like, well, my dad's a jerk and I want him to like
exactly.
me.
He zigged when
what
he
should
have zagged.
What should he have said, though? I didn't know. Like, I could see her saying.
Let's do this. Let's do the scenario, Arden, and I'll be.
Yeah, and I'll say.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
What's
okay,
that?
Okay.
What's, you like, you like this view? I'm trying to lead into it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
this
I love
awesome.
You. I love Algarve. Oh my God. It's just so awesome.
It's so amazing.
I love
being with you.
I you know, I don't want to say that out loud. I don't want to commit to that, but I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay. Whatever. Do you, girl? What's on your mind, honey pie? What's up? Racked with thought. What's up?
I've been thinking about the fact that you said yesterday that it didn't bother you that my dad didn't give you my approval. I mean,
it did bother me actually. I wasn't telling you the truth.
You lied to me.
I lied to you. Yeah, I lied to you. Look, I'm dating like three other girls, and I think you're cool. I really do. Like, you have a lot of great qualities. Right. I mean, you know, whatever the hair is, whatever. But the thing is this:
you don't like my hair.
No, it's fine. You're great. But we're getting to know
each other. What's wrong with my hair? Okay. Yeah, great. Yeah,
are those
great.
Jeans still in that you're wearing? I thought those were like a few years ago.
Oh, my God. You don't like my jeans?
No. Listen, you're great, and you're going to fix all this stuff. But the point is this. I'm dating some people. You're one of them. You're cute as hell. You know? I love get down, bang it out, whatever. We're going to do that maybe. Maybe not. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me because I have these other girls that I like a lot. But your dad's cool and whatever. Now, I want to know this. Are you drama? Yeah. Is this drama going to continue if we date?
No, I mean, I can get different pants.
Like
how would you like my hair?
I just don't. I just don't like
that's
the drama.
It.
That's all. Let's get some. Let's get out of here.
He had to be confident. He had to be confident and a dick.
And neg her. Yeah.
You see what a good bachelor I would be? Arden?
Oh my God. You should be the bachelor, Kyle.
Yeah.
You should be the bachelor.
Destroy women's confidence.
Just rip everybody down and.
In a very subtle way.
No one's leaving.
Very subtle.
Yeah, very subtle. You throw in little compliments.
Yeah,
you know?
Here and there, just enough.
Oh. Wow. That's so fucked up. You're good at that.
Yeah, well, I'm a professional. I'm 80 years old now, so I've had years to work on this.
Well, I know Tana was excited that you moved into the retirement community.
I was.
Yeah, you guys can use the pool anytime.
You brought your hot tub to them?
I got the hot tub.
he traveled this hot tub. If you guys don't know this about Kyle, before we started recording tonight, Kyle last summer texted me going, I'm going to buy a hot tub. I was like, ha, 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 ha. He's like, no, for real. I thought he was doing a bit. He was like, should I get a black or a blue hot tub?
Why didn't you say, listen, I got to be your friend. Don't get a hot tub you more. Why didn't you step up as a friend?
I think I made fun of it in the initial text. Like, you don't want to be the hot tub guy. Like it was like a jacuzzi. So then he got a $10,000 hot tub. And like never filled it up. And then just confessed that he was standing at Costco recently, like admiring, like salivating over a shorter hot tub.
A that nice was like half short little one that was less expensive. This is a,
you and the but I can't believe you actually finally hooked it up. It was amazing.
Well, that was another like $2,000, by the way, even just to get the line outside.
How much regret do you have over this hot tub?
Honestly, it's probably the biggest regret of my life.
I think once it's summer and you're able to hot tub at night.
Here's the thing. I got it when I was dating somebody. But there's something very sad about a grown 80-year-old man in his hot tub alone. It's this big hot tub.
You can do you ever invite friends over to hot tub?
All the time. No one comes over. They're busy, Tana.
Do you have grandkids?
Yeah, Tana.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Tana just asked my grandkids. I'm getting out of here. Bye. Go to kylejunkin.com for my new Bachelor podcast.
What about your grandchildren, Kyle? They don't come over. They don't come hang out in your hot tub.
I shouldn't have gotten up this morning.
I think the hot tub will make you happy soon. I think so. You just gotta be positive about the hot tub. I would love a hot tub.
It was in the ground. I might do this, but here's the thing. I can put it in the ground and put a deck around it. That will look good.
Yeah.
Right?
You will spend so much money trying to rectify this giant hot tub.
We're talking, it's going to be $6,000 just to do a soils report. Because in the hills, you have all these hill ordinances. So they might do a soils report. I'll hand over $6,000. And then they'll be like, you can't put something in the ground here.
Right.
Because of the soil.
Right.
So.
This is great.
But can you build a deck around it?
It's too high up. If I got the Costco one, it would look good. But this is 3.5 feet in the air, and you put a deck below it, it doesn't do much.
Yeah.
What do you do all day, Kyle?
I do a lot of charity work, mostly.
With your grandson's school?
Oh, come on. Oh, man.
Are you dating somebody right now? Do you have new lady, Kyle?
No, I've been...
He's available.
I've been texting a couple of people, but everything's going terrible. Everything's going terribly.
Well, you should ask if they want a flurry of dick pics before you send them.
Don't you just send a DP?
No, you should ask. You should have just
You don't ask. You just send it. You just go, what do you think of this?
Yeah, don't ask. New phone. Who this?
Who this? New phone.
Who this? New phone. Who this? My
phone,
God.
Actually, you have to spin it and then ask the operator to connect. Come on, guys. All right, let's go.
Oh,
what's
wow.
next? What's next?
Okay, we're going to do – will you help us pick our tweet of the week?
Yes.
Yes.
Tweet of the week. Okay, here's our first tweet for tweet of the week. And we'll put our tweet of the week song here. Da-da-da-da, tweet of the week. Okay, our first tweet for tweet of the week is from Cheyenne Constant, one of our favorites at Trixie Firecracker. Was Tayshia making a scrapbook? We all know the ones with the scrapbooks get sent home. Did they have her make a scrapbook in preparation to get dumped? Why does The Bachelor hate scrapbooking?
It's true.
That's a good point.
That was fucked up. They gave her all those photos.
Wow.
Anything?
Where was the scrapbook? I didn't see the scrapbook.
It was in the coming up where they had her like looking at photos of them.
Oh my God, no. She's right. The scrapbookers get sent home. They never win.
Well, it's the same thing as with Colton not acting cool. Anybody who does something where it looks like they care is going home alone.
Right.
And this goes for anything in life. You always act as though you don't want someone or something.
But then they always seem to value people who open up and are vulnerable.
That's a trap. They want the person they like that hasn't opened up yet to open up because they like them.
So it's just that person.
But if it's somebody you don't like and they open up,
then it's needy and creepy, and you're like, you're suffocating me, weird hole.
Yeah, I gave a girl a flower in college for like Valentine's Day, and just never heard from her again.
Kind of like that's you so gave weird. Stevie a text.
It was my.
It's like you gave Stevie a text after my party.
Yeah, yeah, that was my flower moment.
I miss you.
Yeah, I missed you.
You gave her the gift of a text.
You spelled it out in roses.
Okay. Okay, so then. All right, so our second tweet for Tweet of the Week is from Jenny Hunt at Jenezuela. Every time I see Catherine, a.k.a. DJ Aggro, I'm just reminded that she was basically the fire festival of the season. There was so much potential for insanity there, but it just never happened.
Yeah. I know.
Alexis Madison at ABC Madsen. I've been trying to figure out if his I've been trying to figure out if his tie has a bear on it as a massive hint for next week.
That's true. He was wearing a weird bear tie.
Wait, why is that a hint?
Because he's gay?
Because
he's
gay guys, he's a bear.
Oh.
And it had a rainbow on it. It was like a rainbow and a bear.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, Tweet of the Week is Colton himself, Colton Underwood. I jumped the fence like you told me to, and you weren't there. And then Billy Eichner replied, miss you.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I sent to Stevie.
Yeah.
Wow. And then our final tweet for Tweet of the Week is Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker.
Wait, should we tell people that Stevie is a girl? I just realized.
No,
we shouldn't. Okay. We shouldn't. That be whole passive... Yeah, be fluid, Kyle. It's not the 1920s.
Shut up. He is 80. He doesn't remember.
Oh, come.
It's from a different time.
Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. That whole pacifier stuff. Oh, these girls have aspirations beyond paradise. They're ready for the big leagues. Real Housewives reunions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for, to me, the winner is Scrapbook.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Was Tayshia making a scrapbook? We all know the ones with the scrapbooks get sent home. Did they have her make a scrapbook in preparation to get dumped? Why does The Bachelor hate scrapbooking? Cheyenne, we've loved you for this entire season and last season. Keep them coming.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Guys, what are you anxious about in life in your upcoming week? What do we need to help you with?
Let's see. Kevin, you want to start?
Yeah, start, Kevin.
After a very low-income year, I still managed to not secure all my W-2 forms for my tax preparation. So I have to – that's what's causing me angst. I have to hunt those down in the next week.
What's causing you anxiety, Anna?
You know, actually, I just got my taxes figured out. Good luck. yesterday, I saw my tax person.
Where'd you find them?
I went out into the Yelps, and I reached out. I asked for quotes, and I got a good one, and she – oh, God. She hates The Bachelor. And I was trying to be like, yeah, no, it's fine. She's like, should I listen to your podcast? I was like, I don't know if you want to listen if you hate The Bachelor. And she was
I know. When people come at me with their hate, I'm like, you're barking up the wrong street. Or when they're like angry about it, it's like, I'm not here to try and make you like it. Like, either your thing or it's not.
Yeah. I was like, we make jokes, so that might entertain you. I don't know. Maybe she'll listen to this and who knows. I hope you enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
We have like us on iTunes and Facebook. Here's a nice quote from iTunes, 5 stars from FS Sale. Let's see. Love Arden. I just can't quit The Bachelor. And this is a very entertaining podcast. Thank you very much. My Bachelor franchise friends, 5 stars from Carla Marla. None of my friends watch The Bachelor, so I have no one to talk to about it. I was looking for a Bachelor podcast, and I listened to a few, and I thought they were just okay. And then I heard Arden and another podcast talking about this one. I listened to one podcast, and I was hooked. Hey, girl. So we appreciate you liking us on iTunes. We also have our Patreon episodes where we are in the middle of watching Bachelor at Australia, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just got my hands on the first episode of Bachelor England. And I think we need to figure out I think we need to do it, and we need to find a link for our listeners because it's amazing.
Arden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you not ask me about what I'm anxious about? Do you not care?
Sorry.
You don't care? No, if you don't care, that's fine. I just want to know. Be honest.
I've never been more attracted to you, Kyle. You insulting me makes me – I'm so confused right now. Kyle.
Whatever. I mean, you can use that hair. That haircut's fine.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, should I get a haircut? Something fucked up with my hair?
No, it's fine. Kyle, that, if you no, like no, that, no, you know what, if you Kyle, like that now, just, you know, wait till it grows out. It'll grow up.
No. I was saying, I mean, I was just thinking this was just like a, you know, like a fun bob.
Right. Yeah. A temporary.
Well, Kyle, yeah. Kyle, what are you anxious about?
Nothing. I'm good. Just wanted to be asked. I'm anxious. I'm having trouble programming my VCR clock.
Right.
You have a VCR?
Just keeps blinking 12.
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard. It's hard for
yeah.
For Kyle.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your grandson visits soon.
Me
and
too.
He can help you with that.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see him.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear
Kevin,
that.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Thank you for Kevin, did you have fun on your first time on the podcast?
I did. I did have fun. Thank you. Thanks
You're
going
to have to come. You have to come do it when I'm actually in town.
Yes.
I'm sorry
I want to see you.
Oh, my God. I look amazing. My hair is on point. My jeans are amazing. I look amazing right now.
Really?
I'm in a gown. Wait, you don't think I look amazing?
Really? Huh?
Wait.
Don't you find me more attractive now that I'm being like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
I just wish somebody would show up at my doorstep dressed like the universe, and I don't know who that would be.
I know a guy for you.
I just wish somebody would build a gigantic
why can't I do my life over again? I could kill it if I could just do it one more time.
Send her flowers.
Send her a flower.
How could I find somebody to build a gigantic frozen ice dick and then I could watch like a teacher hack it down?
That I don't regret that. I don't regret that.
Yeah.
But the others
okay, great.
I do.
Well,
this is fun.
All right, guys. And I hope you had a good time. And thank you for doing the podcast. And will you come back on when Hannah Beast is on and we can do it in person?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got to work out right. The timing of my Bachelor podcast, though, but we'll work it out.
Okay, great. We'll work it out. We'll make sure it works out.
Cassie, if you're listening, call me.
What?
Okay, great.
Great.
Great. Tana Hosnier, Kevin Burnson, and Kyle Dunnigan. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.